I know making his way back into town here from the Big Apple is Dr. John Braccio, drjohnb.com, his website with regional psychological services in East Lansing. And he made it back in one piece and made it into the office today. He's on the other end of our line. Good morning. Welcome back.
Well, nice to talk to you. And there's no question that New York is New York. However, for living quality, for a great place to be, great people, great everything, Lansing area wins out every time.
Well, you were there for basketball. I agree with the prior.
Yes.
But I do like New York. I've never not had a good time visiting New York City, so it's high on my list. But aside from the play, Mrs. Lincoln, how did your evening go? Aside from the basketball with Michigan State.
Listen, I thought everything was great. You never want to lose a game. You can't win them all. What in a magnificent environment is Madison Square Garden. And, going to New York every now and then is, even you could say, a must, something if you get a
sure.
chance you really want to do. However, the idea of living there all the time, it would be a nightmare. There are just so many people, so many buildings, so many things. So it makes the tranquility, if you will, the overall tranquility of our community, a very nice place to be.
Yeah.
I guess it's good if you live in an area that you like it. I guess that's an important thing.
You ate some good food, too, didn't you?
Oh, my. Yeah, Carmine's, oh, my. If you're an Italian background, you could eat every day, three times a day at different places, hole in the wall or expensive, whatever it might be, but the food is great.
It's Christmas 365, as they would say. I think this is a topic you brought up today to talk about is interesting because the idea of your concept of yourself. How do you see yourself? How do others see you? And then I'll throw one more into the mix there. How do you think others see you? It may not align with how they actually see you. And dividing those things up and having a good, delineation and feeling about it, it's not easy for some people, is it?
Well, you just gave a great definition. No, it is not. Because, and particularly if those outside of ourselves that are giving us feedback are negative. If you're with negative people over an extensive period of time, particularly if you grow up, it can be hard to really move forward and have a good self-image. Because your self-image is the totality of everything you've experienced. And if a lot of it has been negative, it puts a lot more effort, a lot more work on you to try to rise above that. And if you have a negative self-concept and you're getting negative feedback, you have to give an analysis of yourself. What am I doing? Are there things that I can do differently? Are there things I want to do differently? Because a lot of times, just because society says to do something, that doesn't mean that that is the right thing to do for you. You don't want to do anything you're going to get in trouble with law or anything. But on the other hand, the ideas of what you believe is the right way to be and who you want to be and the things that you want to do, those do have to become part of you. And once you are doing those things, then that heavily becomes your self-concept, because you want your self-concept ultimately determined by you. You want to give credence to yourself, your own views. You'll take into account what other people have to say, particularly important people in your life, but it has to be the you. And if you really care for yourself, you have a good self-concept, then hopefully that is because you've been a good citizen, you're working hard, you're trying to, with intentionality, do things that make the world better. And there are people that have a bad self-concept that really are good people. And those are people we often work with in our office with the idea of trying to have people improve themselves. Because a lot of anxiety in life is worrying how others are going to react to us, if people are going to like us, if we're going to be accepted, call it whatever you will. But within reason, that's reasonable. But you have to ultimately say, this above all else to my own self be true. You do have to really work at developing who you are and developing a good self-image of yourself.
I had a professor in journalism in college who said, and I remember this, and I didn't agree with it all the way, but I did understand what he was trying to impart when he said, don't let others define you in your career, David.
He
said, you define you, and he had a pipe. He said, because he was a stereotype, a little bit, but true. He said, and to hell with them. But now the last part isn't exact. I wouldn't go that far, but I remember it distinctly. I think he meant well by that.
I don't think there's any question. He said it in a very strong tone.
Yes, he did.
but now this does relate to you trying to be a good behavior. You're trying to, be a good citizen. But as a whole, too many people are defined by what a spouse thinks, what friends think, what their work employees or employers think, where ultimately you can't lead a life that's dependent on what others are thinking, because otherwise you don't, when you get up in the morning and you do whatever you're going to do during the day, so much of it will depend on how others react to you versus how you react to the world and what you try to do.
So what about social media now, where a lot of people, part of their daily, I guess, affirmation is whether I got enough likes, whether I got enough followers, whether enough people agreed with me. If they disagreed with me, why? What do I need to reassess? What about that? Because that complicates it now, doesn't it?
Well, I think so, and it can be a very devastating thing, because if who we are depends on how others react to us, then we're not in control of ourselves. And I think social media is kind of to an extreme of what we've seen in the past about wanting to get along with people, be like being part of a group, being part of a team, call it whatever you will. But when you potentially open yourself to the universe and you need to have a certain amount of that universe respond back to you, then it puts enormous pressure on you, and you're always trying to come up with something new, innovative, or whatever it might be to get a response. So I'd say that social media, it's like a car, it's like a plane, it's like a gun. It's a good thing if it's used appropriately, and it can be a bad thing if it's used inappropriately. But ultimately, this, above all else, I know self be true, is you know old Shakespeare put out for us, and I still think that is the best thing. We have to focus on what's important to us. We need good values. We need good work ethic. We need to know how to be of good friends. We have to learn how to love, care. But we need to expect that back to us in terms of, you know, the idea of love thy neighbor as thyself. We have to really love ourselves in order to really effectively have good relationships with other people, and that's all part of the self-esteem.
Not just saying I want to be admired, it's saying I'm going to do things that are worthy of admiration and stand for things that are worthy of admiration, and the other stuff will follow.
Well, you have to try to be a good citizen. We all fail. I mean, there's nobody who's perfect on earth. But if we try to do the right thing, and at least if we know the difference between right and wrong, there's a far better chance that we are going to be doing the right thing. And doing the right thing is ultimately what leads to good self-image, the idea that we're a good person and we're trying to lead a good life. But it's the totality of all the experiences that we have. And if we've had a lot of negative ones, we want to be bringing in now positive ones, surrounding ourselves with positive people, and trying to really be able to look in the mirror and say, darn, what a great guy or a great gal, you know. And I think that is really an important
and
thing.
That's,
we don't want to go
and that's
too
not
far.
And that's not narcissism.
No, it's not. It's when you really can be proud and happy of what you've done. What have you done today that's been good for other people? And you'll find that if you've done that, that's going to be good for you. And when you do that, then your self-esteem grows, the way you see yourself. And then I might add, confident, happy, satisfied people tend to be liked by other people. Often they will mirror back to us
I think you're
what
right.
we're mirroring to them.
You're spot on with that. And again, being able to look in the mirror, well, of course, when you look in the mirror, you go like, man, boy, those wrinkles are getting, those aren't just sun lines anymore. But you know what? When you can take a breath and go, you know, it's okay, you're more likely to do that and be okay with others too, aren't you?
Listen, Dave, absolutely no question whatsoever. And I haven't noted wrinkles on you, but on the other hand.
Oh, no, they're there. They're absolutely. That's the beauty of radio and not television, Doc. I mean, it's a perfect thing. If the voice stays true, we're good to go. You don't have to worry about the wrinkles and using TV makeup or anything else. But I'm okay with all that I did, too. Dr. John Braccio, our guest here, Regional Psychological Services. Some positive thoughts in East Lansing. And Dr. John B., the letter B., .com podcast will be there soon. There are many, many there on a myriad of topics to go through. It's almost like you're walking down a street in New York City. There's so many choices. You have it there online when you go to the podcast, too. Good to have you back. Next week, we'll talk about who's going where and playing for what in the big dance, and we will touch on that a little bit until then. Always great to have you on the show.
Listen, a pleasure. I like the way you work that New York in there. So listen, my friend, I'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Good morning wake up here. Coming back your way. This is 1320 WILS.